A voice you can trust. Boldly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. A multi-generational anointing endued with power, changing hearts, equipping tomorrow's leaders, and leading countless millions to a new life in Christ. This is Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley.
Valor Christian College is not just a place to be, but a place to become, with hands-on application, quality education, and a spiritual impartation that can only be experienced under the leadership of Dr. Rod Parsley. At Valor, you can receive your fully accredited associate's degree in 10 different areas of study, on campus or online, at a fraction of the cost of other universities, with federal financial aid now available. Answer the call of God on your life today by becoming a part of the School of the Spirit. For more information, visit valorcollege.edu.
Thank you, Covenant Partners. Your faithful support each month keeps Breakthrough boldly proclaiming the gospel of Christ around the world.
What a joy to welcome you to this really, really exciting edition of your Breakthrough. I'm going to just right now, as the old folks might say, dispense with the pleasantries, because this is a time. This is a moment. This is a season to be very, very direct. I'm going to lay aside all the pretense. I know I can hear you right now. You say, when did you ever approach with pretense? When did you ever just not tell it like it is? Well, I'm going to come even stronger today. I'm going to do away with all of that, and I'm going to place a stake right in the heart of the matter. It's going to be something else today. Now, I know it's a very, very complex age that you and I are living in, but I think we were much more aware of the spiritual turmoil just beyond our sight when there were clear distinctions, listen to me, between right and wrong, good and evil, darkness and light. When did everything become so gray? There were also people with enough conviction to make clear-headed decisions about which was which. Now, I have before me here a book, expertly written, but not only that, directed divinely by the heart of the Holy Spirit, by my guest today. Just the first pages of this book make my spirit do what John the Baptist did in the womb of his mother when they came into the presence of the Lord Jesus, leap with excitement and expectation. The Warriors of Prayer. Think about that. Warriors of Prayer. I recently conducted a service in another church, and I called the people. There's a great move of the Spirit of God for people to pray. I said, come and let's pray. And I'm telling you that they looked at me like a calf staring at a new gate. Had no idea how to seek the presence of God in prayer. So I'm asking you, when will we as the church rise up, realize that the battle is won or lost on bended knee? Listen to these chapter titles. The accountability factor. Well, nobody likes accountability anymore. But God says, God forbid that I should sin against him. That's what Samuel said. That I should sin against God by failing to pray for you. Next chapter. Destroy the curse. And your help is on the way. He's a tremendous friend of this ministry. This is his book from Durham, North Carolina. My precious friend, Bishop George Bloomer, Portals, Closing Gateways to Generational Curses and Soul Ties. He pastors that great worship center, Bethel Family Worship Center, General of Spiritual Warfare. Bishop George Bloomer's back with me. Now, I've dispensed with all that.
My God.
And I want you to come right at him today. My partners tell me this. When you get Bishop George Blumenthal in, you just let him go. We shout all over our
house. God.
So
my God.
Get him to shout. Teach us.
Thank you so much, Pastor, and so glad to be with you and to be with the wonderful people today. This is a book I wrote entitled Portals, Gateways to Generational, Closing Gateways to Generational Curses and Soul Ties. Mm. My grandmother, Grandma Bloomer, came from Jamaica, West Indies to Charleston, South Carolina. So she came from one Obeah witchcraft area to the capital of witchcraft in America. The worst types of witches are witches that are in the church. When we think about witchcraft, the first thing that comes to our mind is a cross skull, crossbones, or a green face with a wart on it from the Wizard of Oz. But real witchcraft is intimidation, manipulation, and domination. And by that margin, our churches are jammed, packed full with tongue-talking witches who are sitting in the pews next to us, operating in intimidation, which says I'll scare you, manipulation, which says I'll trick you, domination, which says I'll make you.
Wow.
And so if you don't have an active prayer life, sometimes the enemy operates with the sheep clothing on top of these vicious wolves that you actually think that this is your prayer partner it's your bear partner.
Your
prayer partner when this person is rising up and is choking you. We have to identify the different portals that opens up, gateways that open up. And they are gateways of generational curses. The fathers of old ate grapes and set their children's teeth on edge. But in the book, I wanted to deal with sexual promiscuity.
All right.
STDs.
Yeah.
Sexually transmitted deceptions and spirits.
Sexually transmitted deceptions and spirits.
How that people, the Nation of Islam under Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam put out a evangelistical mandate. And they said they can evangelize and fill their church up with women by going to the Baptist churches and the Pentecostal churches and going after women who are lonely and have no man. They're now sending Fruit of Islam into our churches, and they sit there, and these weak women who don't have a husband, they work with the kids, and they snatch them. Then we're looking for our ladies, and they're sitting up in one of those mosques or one of those temples. Now, the Nation of Islam is not to be confused with Islam. It's a whole different satanic cult-like movement.
Right.
There are churches that have more people in their church than they have in the whole Nation of Islam, but yet they're making great impacts because of these generational curses, these generational spirits. In our book, Portals, I teach you how to identify this demonic spirit. Now, if you have a car and you're going to drive a car can go from up to 140 miles an hour.
Right.
A car has gears and it has brakes on it. Yeah. The reason why it has brakes on it is because it's a machine. Well, our sensuality is just like that. Our sexuality is just like that. That's why they call it a sex drive.
All right.
And what is happening is this, is that to have sexuality and sensuality, that comes from God. But not to have brakes on it, which means that there's something wrong with it.
Jesus.
So if you don't have brakes on your sensuality and your sexuality, we're seeing fathers sleep with their own daughters because they have no brakes.
No break.
And it causes this accident, this crash, even though the people who were not actually in the crash are affected by it, 10, 15 cars behind, that where we were going, we're now slowed up simply because an accident has taken place.
Jesus.
It's now the point or the part or the problem of the church or the importance that every leader in the church would begin to come back to this place to stand on the platform to tell people what is right, what is wrong, what is sin.
Yes.
What, you don't hear the word sin in church anymore. It's called an issue or
a mistake
or a crime. Somebody's got to stand up and say, this has got to stop.
Yes, we
got to put the brakes on in every area of our life. So the book of the portals are dealing with these open chambers that close. Now, you shared with us one time, Pastor, and I thought it was powerful, how that he said, I open to you the windows of heaven. That window is a portal.
Right.
And portals open and close.
Yeah.
I was in Disney World with my grandchildren and they had this ride that you go through that opens up and it closes up, and when it opens and closes up, you got to step in it, and if you don't, you get trapped into
it. Right.
Well, that's how it happens in the realm
that's
of the spirit, that an area will open up. And we have seen a portal open up to same-sex marriage.
Yes.
We've seen a portal open up to entitlement.
Yes.
We've seen portals open up to no more prayer. We've seen portals open up to sexual perversion. We've seen all these portals open up, and it's now the time of the children of God to shut those gates.
Shut it
down. To close those gates.
Shut it.
And we can do it, like you said in your opening, on our knees with prayer, identifying and breaking those generational curses, those generational spirits. And that's why I came on today, because you need to have this in your life as a guide to fight and war against these demonic forces.
Absolutely.
An intercessor's job is not to pray for people. An intercessor prays as the person and not for the person.
In their place.
And we need some intercessors to rise up in this hour as the secret service of the church.
Stand in the gap.
Take the person's weakness, bring it before God, break those yokes, and then come out with victory and keep our mouth shut about what we saw when we was in the season of intercession.
Look, not only for yourself. You know, that's part of what's wrong with the church. It's all about me.
Yes.
Look, what about your grandchildren? Mm. Don't you need to stand in the gap for them? Do you know you can change their lives? You can circumnavigate around those curses. You can break. What about your children? What about that husband of yours? What about your pastor?
Jesus.
What about your pastor? Don't you think God would want you to put these truths in your hands? I'm telling you, you can lay this book out, get on your knees and read it, and the power of intercession will come upon you for the people that God wants you standing in the gap for. I am convinced that ministries fail because people don't pray.
Yes.
And my question, Bishop, is why won't people pray? Why won't they pray? Pray and watch heaven open. Pray and watch demons flee. Mm. Pray and watch your finances come. Pray and watch your children be healed. You're like Naaman. You want to do everything but what he told you to do. Come before me. Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not.
You know, I was bound by one of these portals for 2 years. For 2 years of my life, I was preaching and shooting up 20 minutes before it was time to preach.
I was bound by
heroin and crack cocaine. Now, I know the proper name is heroin, but I say we heroin because folks in the street know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And I kick this shoe off and I shoot up in this toe. I was under such a demonic confusion that I couldn't preach unless I was high.
Think of that.
I know of preachers who have died because no one prayed them out.
That's right.
I know of preachers
have died
that are gone, that are no longer here.
Absolutely right.
Found in hotel rooms, found in their church offices, dead, gone. This is your hour. I want to place this into the hands of every one of the believers who are watching today. The same God that set me free and delivered me is the same God that would do it for you. And I'm open and honest enough to tell you that the Lord came into my life through intercessory prayer and broke that spirit off of me. I am healed, delivered, and set free by the power of God, and you will be too. I want to offer this to every person who's watching. I put together another book called Warfare Scriptures, and I believe for a faithful seed of 107, the faithful seed of 107, I want to rush these books to your to your partners, to Breakthrough Partners, and we're going to have victory, victory, victory. Every time I come on the program and deal with spiritual warfare, our lines get jammed.
I've never
people
seen anything
get set
like
free
it.
By the power of God.
It's because you're willing to say it, Bishop. It's because this is what's binding you. This is not fluff. This is not candy-coated. This is not the icing. This is the bare bones and blood of the living Christ, his body and blood given for you to make you free, not to help you act free. He wants to set you free, and he's going to do it. I believe it today. Now listen, not only portals, this book should be in every preacher's library, every believer's library, every intercessor's library, every one of you. Then, not only that, but Warfare Scriptures at a Glance, one of the greatest things Bishop Bloomer's ever done, because there are just those times you just need a word.
Yes.
And, you know, to find it, this took him hours and hours and hours and hours to dig out and categorize and put together for you in a systematic way where it's available to you right now, right now. And my advice to him is he needs to take this and get this on audio.
My God.
Go in my studio over there get it on audio. Here it is at a glance. Then I'm going to send you also Devil Loose. Devil Loose. Let me give you these titles. Devil Loose. There is a devil loose. Look, if you don't have a real devil, you don't have a real God.
My God.
That's right. Yeah. There's a devil loose. Now, that one, my good friend Dwight Thompson was here the night I preached that, and he said that was the greatest message to the church in America he'd ever heard. Bishop T.D. Jakes made an exact similar remark. He was watching, I believe, on television. There's a devil loose. It's a message God gave me prophetically. Then there's a devil loose, but an angel's coming with a chain.
My God.
Dial that number on your screen or log on at rodparsley.com. We're in agreement today, Bishop Bloomer and I, that we've had it. Enough is enough with what the devil is attempting to do in your life. We've got to close those portals of his access. Your Bible says, give him no place. Topos, position of opportunity. You're going to do it. We're going to help you. Go to your phone right now, and I'll be right back with Bishop George Bloomer.
The decision you make in the next 20 seconds could change the destiny of the children, the grandchildren you hold dear. Dr. Rod Parsley and Bishop George Bloomer present deep biblical truth that can prevent evil from influencing or even destroying you or your family. For your victory seat of only $107, you'll receive three ministry resources powerfully anointed to win your spiritual battle. Bishop George Bloomer's powerful book, Portals, Closing the Gateways to Generational Curses. This radical expose of the devil's devices will unlock the bondage of the past and open the door to your deliverance. You'll also be blessed by Dr. Rod Parsley's most requested prophetic word for America. There's a Devil Loose, two messages blasting apart the enemy's plan to destroy America. America's greatest leaders have called this required listening. Sow your victory seed of $107 now. Prayer partners are available now. Log on to rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail. As a bonus today only, Bishop George Bloomer will also include Warfare, Scriptures at a Glance. This scriptural arsenal will grant you life-equipping authority by the word of Almighty God. There are only a few minutes left to act on this special bonus and to open the door to freedom for you, your children, and grandchildren. Call now.
Everybody, it's your boy Travis Green, and I'm excited to announce my attendance and participation in this year's Dominion Camp Meeting 2017 with my man, the great Pastor Rod Parsley. I can't wait, y'all. This is like a dream come true for me. I've been watching it all my life, and I know that God's presence meets the people there in Columbus, Ohio. We're gonna have a dynamic time in the presence of the Almighty King. Can't wait to meet you there. Much love.
Give us somebody that's bold enough and brave enough to walk up into a pulpit and say what God said to say.
Well, you're getting it straightforward today on your breakthrough. And I know that you say, well, Pastor Rod, we've never known you to hold back anything. Well, I'm telling you, if there was ever a message that the church, you as an individual, your family, and our nation needs, it's the one that we are uncovering today on your breakthrough with my tremendous friend and warfare, spiritual warfare authority, Bishop George Bloomer. We're about to send the devil packing, run into a phone booth, dialing 911. And the devil is real, and he'll take you to hell and destroy your life with a hangnail if you don't learn how to stand up against him. Your Bible said, resist the devil. Resist him in word. Resist him in deed. Resist him, and he will flee from you. Run away disgraced. That's what's about to happen today. Bishop, we're not finished yet.
My God. And Jesus was led of the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil after being baptized of John in the Jordan.
Right.
And so he gets a heavenly proclamation of his earthly stand. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased with. Yep. At the time this proclamation goes forth, Jesus did not raise Lazarus from the dead. No great thing he had done, but the Lord wanted him to remember that when you get into the wilderness and when you are tempted and tried of the enemy, remember, I am pleased with you. Wow. God wanted him to know that. So when the Lord releases us into ministry, the first thing he wants us to have is a heavenly proclamation of our earthly stand. He wants us to know that he is pleased with us, so no one can say that the reason why you're going through is because you did this, that, or the other.
Yes.
The man who was at the tomb, he was blind from his mother's womb.
Yeah.
The disciples asked, who did sin? And they said, no one, but that the glory of God may be manifested in his life. Jesus goes into the wilderness. When he gets into the wilderness, he fasts and prays 40 days and 40 nights. Mm-hmm. He did not go to the wilderness to pray 40 days and 40 nights. He went to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, but he prayed 40 days and night. Now it would take the devil 40 days and 40 nights to figure out what to tempt Jesus with.
Wow.
The devil is trying to figure out what to tempt you with as long as you are hidden in the secret place of the Most High through prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. When you start praying and fasting, you become invisible to the enemy. When Jesus had finished praying and fasting, he opened up his mouth and he articulated. He said, I hunger. And the devil raised his head up and said, well, now I'll use his appetite. Mm-hmm. Command these stones to be made bread. Principle number one, the devil is not smart enough to conjure up the storm that you're presently in.
Mm-hmm.
He's waiting for you to speak so he can use your words against you. We bind that in the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we bind it, that you learn how to hold your peace. David said, the cattle upon a thousand hills belongs to my Father. And if I was hungry, I wouldn't confess it to you.
Right.
So you must take control over your confession, number one. Jesus is now tempted by the enemy. God sends Jesus to Lucifer to teach him spiritual warfare. Jesus learns from the devil how to fight the devil. I want you to know that every storm that you've been in, you were led of the Holy Spirit into your conflict so that the Lord can teach you supernatural principles on how to defeat the enemy. Now, what I want to teach you is how to close the door after you have come out. And that's what portals is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you identifying and breaking those generational curses.
Yes.
Proverbs tells us that a curse causeless cannot come. So anytime you're under any type of curse, there's a reason for it. There's a reason behind it. But generational curses are breaking in your life, even while I'm speaking.
Yes. Yes, they are.
There are those of you who are in your living room right now and you're feeling a queasiness in your stomach.
God.
You're feeling a manifestation.
Do
I bind the devil and I command him to come out
name,
and I command you to get up off the sofa, go to the phone,
Lord.
Connect with a prayer warrior, connect with a counselor and say, I'm doing two things. Number one, I want you to pray because I believe I got delivered. And number two, I want to sow this supernatural seed of 107 to receive the product for today. And not only am I going to use it for myself, I'm going to use it to towards my friends and my neighbors.
Lord.
My children are going to be set
free.
My household is going to be set free. And the spirit of witchcraft and the spirit of perversion is going to be broken in your life, and it starts right now, Pastor. I feel that thing
and
in my spirit.
We're not talking about just keeping it at bay.
Yes.
We're not just talking about holding it off and then it comes back again. Hold it. Look, there's one reason why you're in the valley you're in right now. That's because there's a giant there.
Mm.
And your directive of God is to kill him. And after you kill him, you get up on top of him, and he ain't ever getting up again.
Yes.
I'm weary with the devil coming back and coming back, because you're just keeping him at bay. Today, God breaks the power of that thing off of you forever. But you have to move toward God, because faith is an act. I want you to grab that phone right now. Get it right now. Make the devil so mad he doesn't know what to do. I want you to rush that $107 deliverance seed. I want you to get it in the ground right now. Now, look, you go through, you get on the Home Shopping Channel, and you spend $500 before you think. Mm. I want you right now to hear the voice of God within Bishop Bloomer's voice and my voice. Why $107? Because 10 and 7 equal your deliverance. Jesus. Hear me. I don't have time to go through it. It's there right now. The portal is open for you to get through, get out, and let the thing close. And when it closes, it's never opening again. You're going to receive when you sow that $107 seed that I'm telling you, I don't know of a book that you need in your life, your family, your church, more than this one. Portals, closing the gateways of curses and soul ties. Many of you don't understand right now. You're behaving the way you do like a puppet. Somebody else is manipulating you. I want to send both of these books to you, Warfare Scriptures at a Glance. They're right there for you. You say, well, I don't know how to pray. Open this book.
Open the book.
That's it. It's not going to teach you how to pray. Just pray what's in it.
Open the book.
Just confess it, declare it, decree it. And then I'm going to send you on DVD and on CD, one for your house and one for your car. I'm going to send you There's a Devil Loose and its sequel, There's a Devil Loose, But an Angel's Coming with a Chain. You can also get it on USB.
My God.
I want you to move right now. Procrastination is a tool of your adversary. God wants you to move now. Bypass the level of consciousness. Let a reflex action of the Holy Spirit cause you right now to raise up and take your freedom back.
The decision you make in the next 20 seconds could change the destiny of the children, the grandchildren you hold dear. Dr. Rod Parsley and Bishop George Bloomer present deep biblical truth that can prevent evil from influencing or even destroying you or your family. For your victory seed of only $107, you'll receive 3 ministry resources powerfully anointed to win your spiritual battle. Bishop George Bloomer's powerful book, Portals, Closing the Gateways to Generational Curses. This radical expose of the devil's devices will unlock the bondage of the past and open the door to your deliverance. You'll also be blessed by Dr. Rod Parsley's most requested prophetic word for America. There's a Devil Loose, 2 messages blasting apart the enemy's plan to destroy America. America's greatest leaders have called this required listening. Sow your victory seed of $107 now. Prayer partners are available now. Log on to rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail. As a bonus today only, Bishop George Bloomer will also include Warfare, Scriptures at a Glance. This scriptural arsenal will grant you life-equipping authority by the word of Almighty God. There are only a few minutes left to act on this special bonus and to open the door to freedom for you, your children, and grandchildren. Call now.
Now keep going to your phone. I know you're getting busy signals. I know that. You always do when I have Bishop Bloomer with me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
We love
Thank
you.
You. Thank you.
We
Thank
bless you,
you.
Thank in you. The name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'll see you tomorrow on your breakthrough.